Sounds vaguely familiar.
Greetings, this is the Latin Prayer Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. If you are here because you want to learn the Regina Caeli and understand its meaning in English, well, you've come to the right place. See, the Regina Caeli, meaning the Queen of Heaven in English, is this musical antiphon addressed to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Of course, it's used in the Roman Rite of the Catholic Church, specifically during the Easter season, from Easter Sunday right up till Pentecost. This Marian antiphon concludes the compline or night prayer, and during the Easter season, it replaces the Angelus prayer that is traditionally recited three times a day. Now, the origins of the Regina Caeli are somewhat mysterious, dating back to the 12th century, with the earliest record found in the antiphonary around 1200 in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. By the first half of the 13th century, it was being used by the Franciscans after the compline. Of course, there is a notable mention by Jacobus de Voragne, my favorite, in the 13th century work The Golden Legend, which recounts a procession with an image of the Blessed Virgin to end a pestilence that was ravaging Rome. During this procession, angels were heard singing the first three lines of the Regina Caeli, to which Pope Gregory the Great added the fourth line. Following this, Pope Gregory the Great witnessed an angel sheathing his sword atop what is now Castel Sant'Angelo, symbolizing and miraculously finalizing the end of the plague. See, this story underlines why it's so important that the Regina Caeli, for us, the Easter people, Pope St. John Paul called us that, and he said, Alleluia is our song. This is why the Regina Caeli is so important. This is why we need to teach it to our children, to learn it ourselves, and of course, to understand it in English. If we want to truly praise and magnify and glorify God, and of course, our Lord Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead, then we need to celebrate with our Blessed Mother, the Queen of Heaven, telling her to rejoice. Now, just a brief note on indulgences or the history of indulgences around this prayer. Pope Benedict XV, I believe it was, extended indulgences similar to those of the Angelus for those reciting the Regina Caeli. Currently, if you recite the Regina Caeli during Easter, you are granted a partial indulgence, and of course that requires the usual conditions. This indulgence can be applied to yourself or to souls in purgatory. As we embrace this Easter season, let us seize the opportunity to gain these indulgences for ourselves and for the holy souls in purgatory. So enough chit-chat, let's dive in. First, let's just look at the Latin the way that it is. Then we'll look at the English, the way that it is translated, and then we'll look at what the individual words mean and how they relate to the English translation. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. It begins. Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia. Quia quem meruisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia. Now, in the English, it translates as such. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, alleluia. For he whom you did merit to bear, alleluia. He has risen as he said, alleluia. Pray for us to God, alleluia. So let's take a look at the Latin line by line and see how we arrive at this English translation. Let's take the first line. So the first line is Regina Caeli. Laetare. So Regina means queen. Caeli means heaven. So when we say Regina Caeli, we're saying queen of heaven. Laetare should make you think of the word laughter. At least it makes me think of the word laughter. And so when I think of laetare, I'm thinking of laughter or rejoicing. So when we have Regina Caeli, laetare, what we are saying is queen of heaven, rejoice. The second line is quia quem meruisti portare. So quia means for, quem means whom. Meruisti means you did merit. So meruisti should make you think of to merit. So quia quem meruisti is for whom you did merit. Portare. So portare should make you think of the word porter. And what does a porter do? He carries something. So to port something is to move something. And so directly translated Latin to English, portare means to bear or to carry. So when we have this line, quia quem meruisti portare, what we are saying is for whom you did merit to bear. The third line is resurrexit. So resurrexit means he is risen. Sicut means as. Dixit, think of the word dictate, means he said. Resurrexit, sicut dixit. He is risen as he said. And then the last line is ora pro nobis, which we all know is pray for us. When we have ora pro nobis Deum, it is pray for us to God, or pray to God for us. And the beautiful thing about this lovely antiphon is that every single line concludes with Alleluia. So it's Regina Caeli laetare, Alleluia. Quia quae meruisti portare, Alleluia. Resurrexit sicut dixit, Alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deum, Alleluia. Queen of Heaven, rejoice. For whom you did merit to bear, has risen as he said. Pray for us to God. Amen. From time to time, you may see two additional lines, Gaude et laetare Virgo Maria, and you might see Quia surrexit Dominus vere. These are usually not in the sung version, but they make an appearance every so often. So when we hear the words Gaude et laetare, what we are saying is Gaude should make you think of to be glad, et laetare, which is like the same word, laughter or rejoice. So it's rejoice and be glad, Virgo Maria, Virgin Mary. Quia surrexit Dominus, for he has truly risen, Lord, vere, truly. Even though that's not part of the traditional sung antiphon, I wanted to give you those lines so that no one ever says that I didn't give you the entire prayer, right? Beautiful, simple, easy. Now, you want to know what makes it even easier to learn this prayer? Putting it to music. So for your entertainment and for your own education, I'm going to do something that I haven't actually done on YouTube before, which is I am going to sing the chant antiphon for you. Let us begin. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Regina Caeli, laetare, Alleluia. Quia quae meruisti portare, Alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, Alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deum, Alleluia. And there you have it, folks. As is my custom, I'd like to finish today's episode by praying for all of our Patreon members. What I'm going to do is something special for all the patrons of the Latin Prayer Podcast. I am going to give you my notes on how I look and learn and study these prayers. I'll give you the English translation, the Latin translation, the complicated Latin words, and what each of those words directly translated into English is. I'm going to make this available as a PDF on my Patreon page. So patrons, thank you so much for your help. For those of you that would like to get access to this, consider checking out our Patreon page. You can support and get access to this exclusive content for as little as, I think, $1 a month. And you'd be doing some good work in supporting the podcast. So please join me now in praying for all of our patrons who make this episode possible. We're going to pray one Pater Noster, one Ave Maria, one Gloria, in Latin, of course, for them, their family members, and their intentions. Please join me now. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caelis, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in Caelo et in Terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in ora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. So happy Easter to you and your loved ones. And until our next episode, may God love you and Our Lady keep you.